Our Best Every Day is a podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, Director of Student Services and Community Outreach for Grady County Schools, and I'm the host of this weekly informational podcast that will feature our amazing students, teachers, and administrators as they share how they give their best every day to Grady County Schools. And now, welcome to this week's podcast from Grady County Schools, Our Best Every Day. Welcome to our very first podcast, Our Best Every Day. Our very first guest on our very first podcast is our superintendent, Dr. Eric McPhee. And first of all, Dr. McPhee, thanks for helping us kick off our new program here for Grady County Schools.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. I'm really excited about this opportunity, A, to be the first guest, and B, to see how this goes, because it's a great idea, highlighting kids.
Well, you know, we've tried to tell our story. And the good news going on in the classrooms, going on with our teachers, and putting it on social media. You know, we check. We have over 800,000 views in the last 28 days, so it's a very popular website. Getting the news in the newspaper. Just spread the word of all the great things going on in Grady County Schools and letting people know, because it's easy to spread bad news, but, you know, you got to get the good news out there. And there's definitely a lot of good things going on, and it just meets our motto of our best every day. And so this podcast, I think, is an opportunity to share. And we're going to be opening the door up to a lot of different people, bringing them in to be on this.
Well, I think it would be great to hear from the kids and from the teachers themselves about the great work going on in the classrooms. As a community, you know, we hear the news, we hear the world, and everything's so negative about public schools these days. And, you know, I believe in public schools, and that's why I work for them. So we have a responsibility to get the truth out there.
Yeah, and that's what our goal is, just to let people know. And, you know, in any organization, when you touch as many people as we do, there's going to be things, mistakes. There's going to be things that, we don't want to happen that happen. But we've always been very transparent about everything that's going on, and understand that when you're dealing with people, it's always going to be things. But with that, there's always a lot of great things going on. So we want to share that and talk about that on this podcast each week. And so that's why we want you to kind of help kick it off and get things going. So let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, testing's coming up. We start with that. And I know there's a lot of talk about testing, but it is very important.
Again, with testing that we're going into that period, a lot of folks, they get nervous about testing time. Kids have test anxiety, and why is it so important, and why do we test kids? Well, in public school, for us, for teachers, for administration, for staff, this is the final score of the football game.
Right.
You go into a game, you prepare all year. Well, the test is the accountability that public schools and public schools only are required to have. The state of Georgia and every other state is required to have some sort of grade that they give schools and school systems. And that's important to our community, because if you want to build a community moving in, you look at how the test scores are and how the kids are performing. And I think it's really critical our parents understand that while these kids take the test, their grade counts towards the school district. So it's important for them to take it. But we're real proud of the performance of our kids and our teachers in these classrooms. For the first time, Grady County is 74.5 score, which is way above where we've ever been. We're proud of that number. Every one of our schools have gone over the 40. I can tell you some of those scores here.
Yeah, let's share some of those scores and talk about that, and then we'll talk about what part parents can play in making sure that our testing weeks are very successful. So share some of the scores with us.
Yeah, because these numbers are fabulous, and they're based on numerous things. They're based on, at elementary level, the English language arts test, the math test, the science test, and the social studies test at the different grade levels. At middle school, the same thing. And then at high school, they have four components, and they count graduation rate, they count CTAE participation, you know, the career technical participation. So there's a lot of components, and the state gives you a score off of that. But it's really on content mastery. It's really about how they perform on the test. If you take Eastside Elementary School last year was a 72.3 score. We've never been over 70
right in
that number. Southside's at 70.4. Phenomenal score for our schools. Shiver, 72.5 score. And you can see the balance and the equity we have in these schools.
Right.
That now they're all reaching up in there. Wiggum, 74.9. Great score. We're really happy. The middle school, Washington Middle School, breaking the 70. First time, and it's a real good number at 70.3. But the real treasure this year has been our high school. Our high school scored a 79.5, half a point from being an 80,
wow,
which is a B school if you get that 80. And we are real excited, and I know they've been working all year to push for that. So this testing really matters, that the kids can understand that, you know, hey, I hate testing. We all do. Nobody can say they like to test.
And the important, you know, sometimes people just get online and Google these national program, and it really honestly makes everybody look pretty bad. And we don't know where they get those numbers from. We don't know how they get, but these are actually state numbers. These are directly connected to our children and what they do, and that is a direct correlation of what they've been taught, and it comes straight from the state. So this is what we count on right here.
We count on this because it brings into attendance. It brings into the surveys and the discipline reports, and it takes into everything that's going on that the state counts of being a quality school. And we are up over the 70s right now, which are great numbers. Obviously, we want to do better every year, and I know our parents can help us with that. Sending the kids in, when you know it's the test day for their thing, make sure they get a great night's sleep. Make sure they eat.
Yeah.
Have a good breakfast that morning. Really encourage them that, hey, man, I know you don't like science. That's not your favorite. But, boy, just do your best. That's
right.
All.
Right. And like you say, the main thing is be there and be ready to be successful and kind of put all the other appointments off. I know, you know, kids have doctor's appointments, dentist appointments. Families want to take little quick trips. But for these next few weeks, it's important that we really focus on having the kids at school, because when they go take that makeup test, it's important to get that, but you'd rather have them in that testing environment with the other kids doing it at the same time.
It's just not the same when you get put in a makeup room and you're by yourself and your friends are out having a lunch or doing something different. You don't want to be there.
Yeah.
So come on the testing day and just do your best.
Right, and get that done. And that's coming up, and we're looking forward to seeing our scores. And the other thing is, I know we compare scores naturally with people around us, and in our RESA, which is the Regional Education Center for our area, tell us about how we're how we're doing there.
Well, you know, when we started this whole thing, you have to set some goals. And our first goal was to make sure we start beating the RESA average, which is the 15 communities closest to us. We're all under the same professional development help, and it's our RESA, our regional education system. So we compare ourselves to those 15 schools. And just like I was sharing in a board meeting this morning, you know, our numbers haven't always been that great, but every year we've just been pushing up to our now, we're in the top three in a lot of areas, all the way across the board over the 15 exams that are given.
Right.
And we're in the top three in many of those. And that's just an absolute positive place to be. And then you start looking at the state average, and which was our second goal, get over the RESA and beat the state average. And again, now we're starting to bust open that door and beating the state average.
And when you're in the same companies, you say in the top two or three with schools like Lee County.
Lee County, exactly.
Which
Thomas
is a,
County.
You know, Thomas County, huge population, huge tax base, a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Put in those schools. And so we're riding right up there with them now. And that is something to be proud of, I think, for every teacher, every administrator, every student, and every family in Grady County.
100%. It's because everything is based on what you can put back into the classroom, and we've made a concerted effort to put the money in where it belongs, and that's in the classroom.
And, you know, one of the things with our social media, with our newspaper at, you know, publication, with this podcast, looking back over the school year, which, by the way, has just flown by, it's hard to believe.
I thought it was just me getting older.
Yeah, we are almost to the end. But looking back over the year, what a great, a lot of success stories when you hear teachers talking about the improvement kids have made on MAP testing, how they've shown huge gains. Not only that, but then you look at our fine arts department, the programs that they've put on, winning the region championships in one act and literary, and then, of course, in our athletics, you know, just the excitement of the latest SPLOS that we're going to be building some brand-new baseball fields and softball fields and a track and, you know, doing much improvements to Washington Middle School, and the public gave us confidence and voted for that. So a lot of great things are happening in our school system, and we've had a great year of a lot of amazing things. We just finished doing our Teacher of the Year judging, and the judges came back and said, you know, wow, six great teachers. And
I'm looking forward to convocation
when
we kick off the new school year, when we announce the new teacher,
right,
and that new teacher gets that car.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
yeah. Well, listen, a lot of good stuff going on, and this podcast is going to open the door, I hope, for, like you say, we're going to be interviewing students, teachers, let them come in and just tell the world exactly what's going on in their classroom as well, because if we don't tell them, people won't know.
They need to reach out to you, Mike, and just let us know, hey, what are topics they want to hear about, because we'd love to put them on there.
Yeah, just drop me a note, comment on Facebook, let me know, and we're gonna spread the news of Grady County Schools and let people know what's going on, and like we say, just showing our best every day.
Hashtag our best every day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. McPhee, our first guest here on our podcast, and we're going to try to do this each week, so tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. We'll have a new guest and kick this thing off. So thank you for listening to Our Best Every Day from Grady County Schools.